Tuesday the 27th of May, Lamed Zayin L'Omer, Rabbi Yeshaya Schlesinger, 5 minutes late, Hashgacha Prophet.
I think the first one that came this morning was myself, a part of someone else, because if you come from Stamford Hill, you've got to leave early, so you don't know if it's going to be traffic or not. The Maisa, the final text I had last night was, sorry for the Ticha. Well, the answer is, it is a Ticha, but it's a pleasure to do it. Because I have a gewaltig respect for Stav Day the third way. So the Melech says in Tehillim, Chishavti drochai, Roshivo raglai el edusecho. So the Melech was the Melech of Klal Yisrael. He had many, many things to do. So the Medrash, Mamoch employed ani hoylech, he started the day, he had many programs on the day. He had to go there, he got arranged those, Rahim, the raglai Roshivos el Bisa Medrash. And my leg took me to Bisa Medrash. Why? He had so many things to arrange. But he knew, in order to have the right vision, the right blick, the right way to be machria, to be machri, the right things, wherever he wants to go, he got to start the day with the Bisa Medrash. Everything becomes different. So I would change. It's not start the way, the Torah way. It's the day is the Torah way. If you start in the Smedrash, then you go to the office, it's a different, or whatever you do, everything is different. So out of respect of this special shiur, I don't mind to have the Tircha to come from Stamford Hill, even early morning. The Ochot Chaim L'Rosh tells us, we say, L'Aseret HaDibres, Onoichi Hashem Elekecho, Asher Hoitzisicho Me'eretz Mitzrayim. So the Rosh says, "Mi she'eino imamin be'asher hoitzisicho me'eretz Mitzrayim, gam bo'onoichi Hashem alekecho ein imamin." Whoever who hasn't got a proper emuna in Yetzias Mitzrayim, then the emuna in onoichi Hashem alekecho, the existence of Almighty God, is also not a proper emuna. You can't have the proper emuna b'Hashem, that Rebbein Shalom created the world, if you don't have emunah in Yetzias Mitzrayim. Why is Yetzias Mitzrayim as important as Onoichi Hashem Alekecho? Onoichi Hashem Alekecho, the Rebbein Shalom created the world. Yetzias Mitzrayim teaches us that the Rebbein Shalom runs the world. By Yetzias Mitzrayim we saw Makas Dam, the first Makas of blood, in the same glass. The Mitzri had blood, and the Yid had water. All the Makkas, which were gewaldige Hashkoche Protius. Yetzias Mitzrayim, Makkas Pchoyres, Kriyas Yamsuf. Maise Bereshis teaches us that the Rebbein Shlom created the world. Ani mamim be'emuno shelemo, sha'aboyre yizborav shemoy, hu boyre, hu malchik. Rebbe Rishlam created the world, but he also manhig. He runs every little detail in the world. And the Rosh continues, V'hus gulas Yisroel al kol ha'amin. Yitzias Mitzrayim, emunah in Hashgacha Protius, is a speciality of Klal Yisroel, which in this way they are different than the Goyim. The Goyim also believe, some Goyim at least, the Rebbein Shlom created the world, but now I can do whatever I want. Klal Yisrael have a munah in Yetzias Mitzrayim. They know whatever happens is Hashgacha Protius. Every one of us had many experiences of very special Hashgacha Protius. We were late in some things, we lost out in some things, and then we said, nah, didn't lose out, we gained. Especially when it comes to Shiduchim, it's just unbelievable the Hashgacha Protius. You take out a boy in this part of the world, a girl in this part of the world, and they build a beautiful home, out Hashgacha Protius. We say in Kiddush, Zecher Lema'ase Bereshis, but Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim. It is not enough that when it comes Shabbos, we remember Ma'asei Bereishis, You remember that Rabbi Yishlam created the world in Sheshes Yimei Hamaaser. Zicherli Tzias Yisrael. In the Emes it's Givaldik. The Zohar tells us that all the brachas through the week comes from Shabbos. I remember once in Yerushalayim, I took a taxi, was 20 minutes before Shabbos. So I told the driver, you know, this money I'm giving you now, the bracha came still from last Shabbos. The bracha of the week comes Shabbos. Likrat Shabbos, the chuve neilcho, we go towards Shabbos. Kihi, mekoyra bracha. Now, just imagine, the whole week, we sweat in the office. We work hard. That's not the bracha. Shabbos, you go in the smedrash, you eat a lovely suda at home. You don't do anything. No malacha. That's what the bracha is. Likrat Shabbos, why? Because the bracha comes from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Does not come what we do. We have to make Ishtablus because we have to make Ishtablus. Because that was the punishment of Adam V'Chava. We have to work. But why? It is not the work which does it. It's the Avodas Hashem. It's the Hashgacha Pratiyus. If you ask anyone, why and how did Yosef HaTzadik go out from prison? Well, everyone knows. Paro needed someone to explain his dream. So he had to take Yosef out. No, it's not true. Vayehi miketz shnosheim yomim vehinei Paro yecholem. When the time came that Yosef had to leave prison, vehinei Paro yecholem, that is why Paro had a dream. It is not because Paro had a dream as a coincidence that he needed Yosef HaTzadik and Yosef HaTzadik left prison. It's the opposite, said the Beis Halevi. Vayehi miketz shnosheim yomim. Because the end of the 2 years came and Yosef had to leave. Vehinei Paro yecholem. Someone told me once in the evening, today in the office I made a gewaldig business. Someone came in and he bought even gewaldig. Doch mir noch. Stems. By the tefillah in the morning, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam said, you're going to make money. That is why someone came in. To say a story that once someone came into the Chaznish and he told the Chaznish, today he went through Shmoyne Esther and he can't understand the continuation of Shmoyne Esrei. Why not? You start the first bracha Ovis, then comes Tchiyas Hameisim, then comes Kedusha, then comes Das, Teuro, Refuah, gewaltige Sachen. Then Borech Oleinu Parnose. How does it come in? After such great Hasogas of Ovis and Tchiyas Hameisim and Teuro and Refuah and Gulas Yisrael, and then what? Parnose? Doch the Chaznish, Parnose in the office, is garnished. To have a Munei Parnose is Borich Oleinu. That's a Madrege. Aber Parnose through Hishtadlus, no. But to have a Munei, when I say Borich Oleinu, Sashor Esin Borocho Alfenei Adomo, that is where the Parnose is decided. You need Das, you need Teuro, you need Kedusha, you need a gewaltige Madrege in order to have the proper Emune that Borech Oleinu is Panosse. And that's true. Gemara said, you break in Halacha that when one works on Purim, he won't see a Simon Broche what he does on Purim. Why not? It is not such a yomter that you are not allowed to make it Melachas. The Kelzeb Shat is the whole year we make Ishtablus of Panosse, it's against any common sense. We know quite well that Panosse comes from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, and there's a Neisus Shel Odom, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam decides from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah what the Panosse is going to be. Still, we go to work because that's the Rosh Hashem. This is the Choybas Ishtablus we got to do. But the day of Purim, when we saw the gewaltige Nisim, the cloud is on head, such a day to go to work, you must be a shigger. why don't you have B'tochen B'Rabbein Shmuel? Maybe the whole year, sure. Of on a day when the vision of Hashgacha Pratis is so strong, and Imam see how Klal Yisrael were in danger, and the Rabbein Shmuel made when a hapachu, in such a day, it's stupid. That is why Einaro is Simon Brocha. It's hard in a daily life to come to realize properly Mitamuna and know the voice and fear. It's not easy. But that's the emes. An imamin be'emuna shelimo sha'boire yizbora shemoi hu boire u'manhik lechol habruim. For us v'oise v'yase lechol hamachin. Whatever happens in the world, macht der Rebbein Shalom. I want to, in a surgery of a doctor, he brings down a story of a guy, a chochm, Chazal say chochm of a goyim tamim. There is chochm of a goyim, there is no toira of a goyim. A chochm you can see of a goyim as well. I saw a story, and I wouldn't have said it, but I've got a passage which Mamash tells us the story, so I'll tell you the story, which I saw him tell most of you know it. To say, there was a man who looked through his life and he sees wherever he went, he saw four footsteps. His own and Kavayochu of Almighty God, of the Rebbe Yishmaelam. Wherever he went, he saw he walks and the Rebbe Yishmaelam Kavayochu walks next to him. Now, he can see certain periods, he can only see two footsteps. And when he looks into it, he sees that when he can only see two footsteps, where his hardest times in his life. So he couldn't understand. In the hard times, you don't come with me. How could it be? So he decided, it seems by the Goyim, if Zach is going to make a Shalos Cholem, he's going to ask the Rebbein Shalom why. And he made a Shalos Cholem, and the reply was, while things are running smoothly, you walk, and the Rebbein Shalom walks next to you. When times are hard, you are not walking. The Rebbein Shalom carries you on his hands. And it's a possibility, the volume, everyone knows it, Rorim Aleph Yud Aleph. The Apostle tells us Aleph Yud Aleph, just a minute. Aleph Lamed Aleph, sorry. Ubamidbor Asher Iso, whilst you were in Midbor, you saw Asher Nesu'acho Hashem Elikecho. The Rebbeinu carries you Kashayiso ish es benoi, like your father carried a child. When he came to Eretz Yisrael and became Derech HaTeva, everything was normal more or less, then you could walk yourself. In the Midbar, the Rebbeinu carries you. We all know, we can pinpoint many decisions in life. If say, if the wife will ask if you want chalitza shvuah, the lokshen kugel or a potato kugel, you decide. When great decisions come in life, you'll never be able to pinpoint when you decide it, because you don't decide. Great decisions, the Rebbeinu Shlom carries you. When times become hard, it is a time when you don't decide. The Hashgacha Pratis become so strong and so obvious that you're completely out of the picture. Das ist Hashgacha Pratis. Unfortunately, we live in a time of chashves, of darkness. We haven't got those gdoile hatira. You can just walk into the gadol and we'll be able to show you a nevuah. We haven't got the bisamigdosh, where we can continuously see Asoro Nisim Nasal Avisinu Bevisamigdosh. We could see the Nisim, we can see the Kormon, the Mizbeach, and the fire comes from Hashemayim. We could see the smoke of the Ktoiris going straight, even the winds came and wouldn't move. We could see the Kruvin go toward one another when clouds all were in a good Madrege, and turning away Chazushalom were not. Soronisim, we lived in a time where Hashgacha Pratiyus was so obvious, everyone saw it. Today, it is Choshech. We do not see, unfortunately. We really think that when we make Ishtadlus, we are Matzliach. We do not make Ishtadlus, we are not Matzliach. The Mishnah tells us in Pirkei Avos, Hevei Mispalel Bishloimos Shel Malchus. Daven for the peace of the kingdoms. Now, the most natural derech hateva is politics. Shloimos Shel Malchus means the running of a country. Politics is a normal, what the paper will say, this is what's going to happen. Have a mispalel b'shloimos shel malchus. Shloimos shel malchus, politics, so-called, depends how we daven. I once told someone, it's a waste of money to buy a morning paper after shachris. But the shachris has changed everything. Maybe wait for the evening paper if it's going to be before milcha. Believe me, no one understands how at the moment the so-called nominee for president in America is becoming president. It's against every sefer. He is a Muslim, he's a rebbe, he's a son of America. We don't have to say Hashgacha Pratiyus, have a mispalel b'shloimos shel malchus. It's the filler. You got a very important appointment with the bank manager, so I might cut short my shmoneh esrei. It's wrong. It is not the appointment which is going to decide your success. It is the shmoneh esrei which decides. It's the Boruch Aleinu, the Chazon Ish says. This is a Moira de Gemara in Tainus. Gemara tells us in Tainus there was a Tainus, and I think it was Rav Shmuel HaKotten Godot Tanisi. There was no rain for a very long time, and Shmuel HaKotten called a Yom Tefillah. At the day of the Yom Tefillah in the morning by the Netzach Hamo, the rain came before they even gathered for Shachris. So everyone thought, it's gewaldig. The rain came before davening, moiridig. Shmuel HaKotten said, no. It is like the king who says to the servant, give him what he wants before he asks me. I don't want to meet him. The Boshin sends the rain before davening. Maybe he doesn't want our davening. Next time there was Atiras Kshomim, there was a lack of rain. He made the Yom Tefillah again. And the rain came towards the evening by the Shkir. No, Baruch Hashem, it came after davening. Shmuel HaKotten said, no, it's too late. It's like the king said, wait, wait. So the more asked, what is good, what is right? So the more will tell you what's right. Shvochoy shel tzibur heichedomer. What is the most beautiful way? So the Gemara, Omar mashiv horuach v'noshav zike. We say the words of Mashiv Ruach and the wind comes. Omar Moirid Hagoshem. We say the words of Moirid Hagoshem for also Mitra and the rain falls. What's the difference? Come a bit earlier, come a bit later. It's got to be a split second. Omar Mashiv Ruach and Motze Zike. Omar Moirid Hagoshem for also Mitra. It's got to be the same second. Yo. Tfila is not a sgula. Tfila does the anhoga. The proper anhoga is we say the words of Mashiv Ruach and the wind comes. We say the words of Moirid Hagoshem, the rain comes. Because this is the proper anhoga of the Ribbono Shel Olam. The tfila decides and does it. And we find twice in Shas where we could really see this way of tefillah. One is through blood earlier in Masech Tainus, the Gemara Zokt, I think it was Rav who made a Yom tefillah and the rain didn't come. Then the Shliach Tzibur went and took a chazan about tefillah. Omar Mashiv Ruach v'noshav zike. Omar Moirid Hagoshem v'osu mitre. So the Rebbe asked him, my Ubda, what do you do? He said, I'm a Melamed Adich, I learn with children. This is one Tishas, and another time we said in Bog Mesechus, Bog Metzir, we also find the same idea, I think it's Peiches or the Pehei, the Gemara Zokt, that Eliyahu HaNavi used to come to Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi in Bismedrash. once Eliyahu Novi came late. So he asked him, why did he come late? Couldn't say the same answer we have today. So he kept it. So he said, I got to myself. Thought I was very, very busy today. What was so busy? So Eliyahu Novi, I had to go to Avraham Avinu, wake him. No, he didn't say it. Would not. I had to get him up, dress him, wait till he completes shachris, put him back. Then I had to go to Yitzchok Avinu, dress him, wash him, wait till the daven shachris, and then to Yaakov. And then it took a long time. To never want daven shmul eretz. It took a long time. Just imagine Avraham Avinu saying, "Okay, Avraham, Morgan Avraham." It took a long time. Frekta Rabino Anosi, why? I've got an eitzer. Why couldn't it get all three together? I left them down the shachar together. It would be much quicker. Why do you have to split them? So I said, no, I can't do it. Because if Avraham, Yitzchok, and Yaakov will daven shachar together, and they will say, Goal Yisrael, or Basmiach Keren Yeshua, Moshiach will have to come even before the time. So I'm not allowed to put them all together. So Rabbi Danos said, I've all the ideas of it. Tell me, Eliyahu Novi, is there anyone on this world who I can bring together and they'll daven together and Mashiach will come? But yes. Rav Chiya u'Bolov. If Rav Chiya and his children will daven together, the same thing will happen. Givaldik. So immediately made the Yantfila and sent a message to Rav Chiya and his children, you've got to come to us. And Rav Chiya went to the Olet and started to daven. Zog the Gemara, the same words. He said, Mashi v'ruach v'nosh v'zike. He said, Mashi v'ruach, and the wind came. Oma moiri d'agoshem v'osom mitre. He said, moiri d'agoshem, and the rain came. Kimoto le'meima mechaye ha'meisim. He wants to say mechaye ha'meisim, rogash alme. The world started to, I don't know what to say, it's an expression. Shiva? Omre Berkia. So immediately in heaven the question was asked, Man Gole Razie Ba'alme. Who said this secret? The Rabchir Bonot had got the power to bring Mashiach and make Chisa Mason before the time. So the Torah of Eliyahu Novi, so they brought the Novi, had to make a fire in this Medrash, and it was stopped before the state said the word Mechaya Mason. If Rabchir Bonot would have said Mechaya Mason, Chisa Mason would be long ago. Because this is the proper Hanhogas for Oilom. Omar Mashi Voruach Umoto Zike. Omar Moirid Hagoshen Vosom Mitra. The right person with the right kavona. Every word of Shmuel Esther. The way he said this very split second. Because the proper Hanhoge is Teure und Mitzvahs. Any other type of Hanhoge is not Kuvia. Lui male velo moirit. And the Rama tells us in Pikovis, Asei te rosko kva u melachtecho arai. So the Rambam, Sherak zehu ho iker. The iker is Teure und Mitzvahs. Vechol dvorim achirim nimshochim acho. Any other things is second to Torah and Mitzvahs. Im Yizdamen, Yizdamen. Im Lo Yizdamen, Lo Yizdamen. If you have Gashmiz, you have it. If you don't have it, you don't have it. Velo Yafsin Behibot, so you won't lose out if you don't have it. Ruchnias, Tfilah, Torah is Koivea, that's the proper Anhogya. A capital Tehillim goes a long way. More than a lot of Hishtablus. You can't imagine what it means by a person starting the day with Torah Mitzvahs. What message does he tell himself? What message does he tell to his family? I know and I believe that Hanhoge, whatever happens through the day, is Hashgachat Pratis and Rebbeinu Shloimeh. So how should I start the day if not with Torah and Mitzvahs? Ani mamim b'muna shalemo shaboyri yivur shamoy goymer toiv l'shoymri mitzvoy so. If we do mitzvahs, if we learn Torah, the Rabbeinu Shloimeh is goymer toiv. And thus, Dr. Rosh, אם אין המאמין באשר את השיחה מרתס חיים, גם במיך השם הלקחו אין המאמין. והיא סגולת ישראל על כל העמים. וזהו יסוד כל התורה. This is the יסוד of the Torah. אלף בייזו ויידס אמונה ביטוחן. My Rebbe Rav Dov Soloveitchik always tells us, I remember the days when anything went wrong by any Yid, he knew he has to go to the Rav. What could have been happening? Should I check the mezuzah? Should I add a half an hour Torah? Something is wrong. I've got to make Eppes good. Because he knew it is not the financial world. It is not recession. It is not recession inside. These are all results. It's Torah or mitzvahs. Hashgoche protis. Boruch ha-gever asher yiftach b'shem v'hoyo Hashem miftachoy. We have a mitzvah of bitochen, but we have a reward for bitochen. Boruch ha-gever asher yiftach b'shem v'hoyo Hashem miftachoy. The Gaon tells us toiv lachasu is b'shem miptoyach b'odom. Lachasu means I lean on someone, even if he didn't tell me he's going to help me, but I rely on him. Bitochen means he promised me. Toiv lachasuis b'Hashem. It is better to lean on the Rebbeinu Shlomo even when he didn't tell you. Mi betoyach b'odom, than a promise of a human being. Klal Yisrael have this special schus of being able to live with emunah. Believe that every word in Shmoyne Esra, B'sor Di Gemara, has a Moira Di Gekoyach. We can't see because our vision is extremely limited. We cannot see what our tefillah does, but there's no limit what it does. The Chasam Sofer says that even the Anshei Knesset HaGdoyla, which had many Nevi'im, where the Mesaken, the word of Shmoyne Esra, even they didn't realize the greatness of the Shmoyne Esra itself. Tefillah, Torah, Emunah b'Hashem, Kiyum HaMitzvos, this is what decides our success. If we start the day with Emunah and Betochen, Torah and Mitzvos, the day is to help them, we'll have Takeh Hatzlocha. And especially in those days of Sfira, we are all mispallel. We should be zeuche the korah to re matan Torah. We should be able to go out with Se'enu ma'afeilo lo'oyah God. We don't have to explain the hardness and the nisyonis of the young generation. My tata was saying, people come and ask me about chinuch. I'm sorry, I can't tell you. I don't understand the new generation. I don't know what it is at all. I can't tell you their problem. I don't understand it. It's different. They've got their hardships, and it's very special for elderly people. We don't know how important we are. Chazal tells us, "Haloimed es ben donoi Torah." If anyone learns Torah with his grandchild, ki ilo kiblo b'sina. It's like the grandchild will be able to come to Torah from Sina. Why? Because the Zayde is one generation higher. He still knew of a world when the world was a world. He knew of those type of Eden who had a pnimius halev. They say once, since was Mr. Moller, the Rosh Hakol of Washington Heights, came into the Satmar Rav, and Satmar Rav stood up for him. So someone asked the Satmar Rav, why did he stand up? Even a bidi has got from him. Not the hands of the Satmar Rav. He'll come, Boilum Emes, will ask him, Revid, who is then bored? Where's your beard? You might come, you might ask your board, where's the heat? We don't know what it means. The previous dog, the pnimius alev, the emune, the bitochen, the ehrlichkeit, we don't know what we can give the children. We can give them what the young generation cannot give. We've got to give all the gachai. The bitochen, I remember my day, you just lived with it. It was part of their life. Emes, the young generation, Baruch Hashem, the God, Yeshiva, the Erlach, the Tzadikim, whatever you want to say. Over the Pnimius Halev. the emuna, the bitochen, the natural ahavas Hashem, the being able to be moisa nefesh against nisyoinus, nisyoinus, I will call it stipidinus today, it's not even, it's not our nisyoinus, I don't know what the nisyoinus are, but it seems they are, it's not ours. The nimis alev, the emuna, the bitochen, live with our zocha proteus. And say again, ani mamim b'emuna shelimu shaburi yizvor shemoi hu boire umamig lechol abruim. The Rabbi Shalom created and he mamig of the Roosevelt. So the Rabbi Shalom help, we should be able to have the proper emuna, the proper bitochen, and b'zoiche, boruch hagev ashiv tov Hashem, v'hoyo Hashem miftachoi.